Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
It is time for story time with J. Joseph Harrington, who will be power ranking his three favorite meats today. On the show.
I will eventually. But I have a, you know how like, well, okay, let me back up here. We are all respected journalists.
Clearly.
Right, in this profession.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. In order to be on sports talk radio, you must, you know, pass accreditation. You know, it's like, what was that class? Info Hell is what they used to call it, right? At Oregon, it was the journalism school, and it was a class that everybody had to take. So yes, just establishing that. And so by being part of that respected circle of colleagues, when there is a mistake that's made, it is our duty and obligation to go back and post a correction.
Absolutely.
So it is, yes. So I would like to quickly revisit a conversation from last week. Okay. And say that said friend or said colleague whose family was part of the conversation last week came to me and after listening to the segment said it was not Souk.
Ah, oh, dang.
But actually, it was Rop, and the second time was Buck.
How about that?
Buck?
Yeah. Filthy mouth Brian Buckley over there. Meanwhile, I'm over here being a saint.
Well, we've already established your cardinal in Tante or whatever the...
Yeah, I'm a man of the Lord, basically. I'm a secret agent. I'm the CIA of God at this point. Meanwhile, these godless heathens that I'm with are throwing out the B word left and right.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When you brought that to the table last week and he said Souk, it was the upset of the century, and I was smiling ear to ear inside. But you
apparently everybody is Souk when it's like, yeah, I don't know, Souk said it.
I think it's when they hear something they don't like, they instantly blame Souk because he's very controversial.
Yeah. It gets lumped upon me.
Yeah.
As podcast tough guy / radio funny man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that. He said it. That actually happens a lot though, where if one of us says something, it doesn't matter who actually said it. It just gets lumped somewhere. You're like, I don't know. The show said it. That guy.
So don't say anything.
It is interesting that at a certain point, you guys no longer have your individual identities. It's just Isaac and Souk.
Yeah.
Like all one. Hey, where'd you hear that? Isaac and Souk.
Yeah.
Like it's just actually one. Right.
Well, my favorite is, and I know Rob gets this, I'm sure, like golfing, but Rob, have you been to a Timbers game ever?
Yeah.
You've been to one?
Three.
Three.
Maybe
you sure about that?
Two or three.
Yeah. Almost every. So me and my buddies go to just about every game. And I kid you not, at least once a game, someone gets one of these. Sook, where's Rop? And I just kind of, and I sit there and I stare at him and I'm like, do you think we just, like, we live together? It's like a bosom buddy sort of situation. I'm like, because obviously you listen to the show. And if you listen to the show, where's Rob? I don't know, but you know where he's not? Here. He's not at this game, and yet it happens almost every time.
I get that a lot too. Yeah, where's Sook? I don't know. If he were up your ass, you'd know where
exactly.
He was.
Exactly. Not here.
I think that people just don't really know what to say.
And so that's the
easiest. And they just, it's a go-to. Yeah, it's a quick go-to.
Yeah. 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 Hey, where's the other one?
When you run into a celebrity like yourselves, people tend to freeze a little bit.
Yeah, they clam up around us.
What do you get? Like, because you have to, I mean, we have someone here at the station who will remain nameless. But, Joey, when you're on, they legitimately get uncomfortable. Like, it's a fanboy experience to where they struggle a little bit to process.
Buck.
So, went old bitch Buckley over there.
I'd like to point out that was Big Sook.
No.
Jason
Sook. I think that was the other one. But what do you most often get when someone approaches you and you hear, do you hear Joey? Do you hear Mr. Harrington? Do you, like, can I have a moment of your time? What's the most common thing you get?
So this is more of a, let's just establish, I am now old.
Yeah.
Right. So when you've hit that point of oldness and, I'm no longer in view, like you, A-list celebrities are in people's lives every single day.
Yeah.
Right. So every single afternoon I can listen to Isaac and Sook. As one word, I haven't been like actually in the public for, you know, the better part of 15 years.
Yeah.
So a lot of that has kind of that has worn off, which is fine.
Yeah.
The thing. And so a lot of the interactions then are not that clam up type of reaction, or it's like, oh my God, this is the person that I heard yesterday, or this is the person that I saw on TV yesterday. Like, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Is that guy from, like, you know, from like a couple of like two, like 20 years ago? It's like, yeah, I think it is. And so, there's one of a couple responses that I'll get. Like, I'll walk by and someone will go, isn't that Joey Harrington? And my favorite response is like, and I'll just go, wait, where? No, wait. And, you know, then you just keep walking. Parents will send their kids up. Like, I'm supposed to ask you to sign something. It's like, what am I saying? I don't know. My dad told me to come ask you. I was like, why don't you just tell your dad to get his butt over here? Or then most of the time, it's just like a straight up, just good ducks.
Yeah.
Go
and
ducks.
Then you just keep walking. Like, just good ducks. You know, just kind of a little nod and like, yep, go ducks. and then you just kind of go about your day.
Yeah,
that's great. I thought they were going to say, where's Rob?
Hey, where's Rob? Where's Buckley?
Hey, Joey, where's Buck?
Yeah, the Go Ducks one. That's
I could see that.
It's the new rock chalk.
Yeah, right?
You know, Go Ducks.
Yeah. Throw an O at you or something?
Yeah, you know, and that's really what it's not Go Ducks. It's just like a quick little Go Ducks.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah.
Well, that's got to be better than what it used to be.
Well, what it used to be was like voicemail death threats. So
anything. Oh, yeah. That, you bum.
You know.
Yeah, that's the Jay Cutler getting spit on in Chicago.
I mean, look, you being in the public eye was, you know, it was you made a career out of it. You had some great experiences. But did you like it? Like that portion of it, was it ever comfortable?
I mean, there were benefits to it. I'm not going to lie. There were absolutely benefits to it. But no, it's not something that anybody really gets truly comfortable with, because there's a significant loss of privacy, right? And so when you feel like you are constantly say, trying to hide, which is, you know, which is kind of the point that I got to, you end up pulling back from the parts of life that you really want to enjoy, mm-hmm. right? Everything just kind of changes. And I didn't like that. I didn't like the place that it took me to. I didn't like the person that I became. But you know, I liked not paying for dinner. Like, that was great. Mm. You know,
where was the pulling back moment?
Where was the pulling back? I think it was mostly with just with family, like friends and family. Like I was so guarded with so many things that the world that I lived in didn't resonate, or, you know, the friends and family didn't experience that and couldn't quite understand it. And so the things that made sense to me and the way that I acted didn't, you know, I was on guard. I was on edge with my family, and that's not a good place to be.
Well, I'm guessing, like, I had 1/100th or maybe even 1,000th of what you had, but it sounds like, but I've seen people that have experienced it like you up close. And it's not, you don't live in reality. I know it's your reality, but it's a very unique reality that very few people live in. And everyone else around you is in a different world than what you're existing. And I'm guessing those worlds can be uncomfortable sometimes, or at least awkward when they overlap, like a Venn diagram.
That's a very smart man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much spot on. Yeah. And what happens is so many people, you know, you hear this, I don't say horror stories, but you hear the stories of family members who start to glom on, or, and this was by no means what I, you know, my situation at all. But when you start to try and bring people into that world, mm-hmm. and when you start to, you know, hey, why don't you come with me? Or, hey, why don't you be a part of this? And, hey, like, and you start to mesh those two worlds. That's when a lot of the situations occur of family members getting too greedy, or friends taking advantage of, or, you know, you read something about, you know, so-and-so has cut themselves off from their family. Well, it's probably because, like, that dynamic became really, really, it's hard to navigate such a deep divide between what your reality is and what their reality is. And efforts to reconcile the two don't always go very smoothly.
Did you have anyone, and you don't have to name names or anything like that.
Peter.
Buck.
Did you have any people that you thought were close to you or family members that resented your success?
Ooh.
Mm.
Now we're getting all.
I say name names.
Well, I've encountered people, maybe not necessarily in this level of success athletics, but from a business standpoint, and almost all of them have someone that they thought was close to them that end up being resentful, or think that it was given to them and not earned, and it causes problems. And I was just wondering if you had. Because you seem like you have a very close-knit family. Like, the Harrington clan seems like it's very close. And I wonder if you experienced any of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that I have. I can't think of anything that comes to mind. I would say that most of the resentment that I faced came from, you know, the cities that I, you know, played for and didn't play well. It's like, screw you.
But I think it's different when it comes from inside the house. I think it's different when, at least the people that I know, those are the ones that really end up hurting someone, because you do get it from outside forces, and inside the fence is supposed to be safe. And when it comes from inside the fence, I think those are the ones that really end up stinging.
Yeah. I mean, there have been a couple, I won't say, not like inside the family fence, but yeah. There have been a couple, you know, business partnerships yeah. that, you know, I thought were more than that. Yeah. That, you know, you can hear it 100 times, you know, you don't, never mix business and pleasure or family and friends, or I don't know, whatever they share. Maybe I haven't heard it 100 times because I get, you know, because it bit me in the butt. But yeah, I mean, those things are tough to deal with because there is a level of, look, I won the lottery. I mean, let's call a spade here, right? Like, there was a day where I existed in that world, and all of a sudden, like, a switch flipped, and, you know, you get handed this life-changing check. It doesn't invalidate the work that was done to get there. However, for many people, like, who are truly doing the day-to-day and frankly doing the more important things other than playing professional sports, teachers, firefighters, public servants, like, you know, you go down the list, healthcare providers that don't make that type of money. And so when they are grinding on a day-to-day and see somebody, you know, who goes out and plays football and, you know, I mean, God, it just continues to get astronomical. A baseball player signing for $500 million, like, that's just, it's asinine is what it is. And I think that just kind of on its, at face value can lead to some of that resentment.
Very true. Will Joey rank his top three favorite meats? Tune in next to find out with J. Joseph Harrington, the very famous J. Joseph Harrington, here on 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington, and before we get to your meat rankings, now we're talking about this because Suk had a delicious-looking lamb slider today, and I asked him from where, because he was heating it up in the kitchen, and it looked like a leftover. It was
Hold on. I'm sorry, in the break, I started eating some Thai food. and I got...
spicy.
Okay, hold on.
Spicy.
Ooh, spicy. Oh, I got you.
A little water.
Yep. Reheating lamb in the office microwave?
Yes,
that's right.
I would say is just a step below reheating fish.
Hot take.
Because lamb can get gamey now. Lamb can get that funk to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Was there a funk in the brand? Quite frankly, there was a hot honey on there with some stinky cheese crumbles.
I can't say I knew that about lamb. I mean.
You never heard or thought of lamb as like a gamey meat? I'm not saying it even compares with like the smell of like, you know, day old shrimp or something. Yeah. But like there are a lot of people that don't enjoy the smell flavor of lamb. It's a very polarizing protein.
Yeah, lamb is a controversial meat. I will give you that. If we're power ranking meats and a lamb is in your top three, that's going to be a topic of discussion. And I don't know why, but people push back on lamb a lot. And quite frankly, I'm not about it.
Well, it's not for everyone.
But he
made his own lamb slider. I wanted to give him credit.
Well, I did not.
They were homemade.
The BTJ. The BTJ. Those did not come from my hands. I can assure you of that.
Yeah. But it looked like it was from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyway, What were we talking about?
We were talking about power ranking meats. But you said that like lamb is that's essentially like makes my point is lamb is not for everybody. Yeah. There are people who are like, oh hell no, I'm not doing lamb.
I did offer Rob one of my delicious lamb sliders, and I don't believe he even considered it. He did not. He just went right by.
No, I declined. I'd already eaten. Mm. You know, I don't like to eat twice.
I think it might have been the lamb. Okay. I think you're anti lamb.
I'm pro lamb actually. I'm pro lamb. I can do lamb. You know what I can't do? Duck. Dislike duck.
Really? You don't like a crispy duck?
I don't. I think it's disgusting.
Buck's giving you a thumbs down right now. That's a disappointed thumbs down.
Can we establish some ground rules here before we get going?
Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. So we are obviously separating out different types of fowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Because we talked duck. Duck is different than chicken. Sure. Chicken is different than turkey. Okay. Yes. Are we including all... So if... Is fish, is all fish the same? Is halibut the same as salmon? Is same as shrimp?
No.
Shellfish? How do we feel about mollusks?
I think we have, by the way, I love the fact that we've now used the term mollusk. No, I think you have to be specific. If you're into shrimp, you're into shrimp. But if you're into, you know, shrimp and scallops, two very different things. A nice piece of whitefish, very different than salmon.
This is what leads to the next thought. Is a T-bone the same as a sirloin? Is ground beef 85/15 the same as ground wagyu?
No.
Like where are we on that?
Again, be as specific as possible when you power rank your top three meats.
Yeah. Cuz I think I think you could say steak. And all encompassing, like if you're a steak man, I get it. Sometimes you like
what steak?
Well, I think sometimes you like a New York, sometimes like a T-bone. Maybe you like a ribeye, but
pick one.
I think steak and ground beef obviously are two very different things. But I feel like if you said steak is number one, I would accept that and not pin someone down to say you need a bone-in ribeye.
No, I will not. I will not accept that.
Rob's coming hard.
Because I think that a filet is significantly different than a marinated piece of hanger.
Correct.
That's true.
Correct.
Yeah, it is.
Correct. So what do we got? The people want to know.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, why don't you get...
They don't care about us.
Are we starting with 3-2? Well, we all have to participate in this.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Rob's anti-chicken. I'll tell you that right now. Rob craps on chicken.
He's anti-duck. He's anti-chicken.
Yeah, he doesn't like the birds.
Chicken's mid.
Rob needs something that's made for the plains. He wants something that's good in the high winds.
Right.
Okay, so Rob, where are we going? Are we just going like three cuts of beef? Is that kind of the direction we're going?
No, I'd actually put, if you included fish and we're going to fish, I'll include a nice piece of white halibut in my top three.
Of course, Rob gets the white fish.
That's delicious.
You old man.
Absolutely delicious.
Okay. All right. Is that number three for you?
Yeah. It is. I'm thinking. I want to make. See, I take lists very seriously, and I didn't plan on participating here.
We've
and
thrown
so
him into a. Into
I really
a,
yeah. need to think. About
I know
this.
That's why I'm actually dragging you into this so that I can have some more time to think about my list because yeah, so I feel the same way.
I know.
Well, I'll go number three.
This
then.
Is why we like Joey. He's thoughtful.
I'm taking three here, and it's a controversial one. And if you ask me. A couple years ago, I probably would have not had this, but I went to Iceland a number of years ago. I went to the motherland, and they don't really have beef there. It's just they don't have enough grasslands to raise cows. So you're either eating fish. They do have some reindeer or caribou, but most of what they eat is lamb. And I'll tell you what, I got a taste for that lamb. And now if I sit down and there is lamb on the menu, I order it every time. Like if I see a lamb chop, it's a lamb chop. I go with a lamb stew. It just so like my lamb sliders. So I'm going, and I know it's controversial. It's not for everyone, but I'm saying the versatility of it, and it's just it's delightful in so many forms. I'm taking lamb number three, which is different than mutton. Mutton's very tough, but lamb. Ooh, now you got to come over sometime for some hot honey lamb sliders. It's a game changer. Rob screwed up by not having one.
So he's Rop went, you've got lamb, Rop went whitefish. I'm going Dungeness.
Ooh, you take nice. A little crab. All
very
right.
nice, very nice.
I'm going Dungeness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very highbrow of you.
Number two.
Number two.
For me, it's frog.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
He's being a jackass because he's stressing right now.
I am.
He does take his list very seriously, and you don't realize like he is thrown for a loop right now because he's processing and he doesn't know where to go with
I
number
wanted
two.
To go.
So where's yours? So Sook, let's fill a gap. All right. I'm ready to go.
I'm taking this, and again, as specific as we can get, because I would just say pork, but I don't feel like people are going to people are gonna be like, oh, pork. But if you're giving me, if I can just say pork, because I now when I go to steakhouses, again, I'm ordering a lot of pork chops. The pork chop at Michael Jordan's or at Ox, I'm telling you, game changer. But if I had to be very specific about what kind of pork, I'm going pork belly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
belly.
Pork belly. You can, because it's, okay. We do a lot of obviously Asian cooking at my house, and the pork belly is so versatile in so many Asian dishes, whether you're doing strips, whether you're doing cubed, whether you have the crispy skin or not, but you can put it in, you can put it in noodle dishes, in ramen, in rice. A really good, especially a spicy pork belly, I'm telling you. That, I mean, that's pushing number one for me. But pork, or specifically pork belly, comes in at number two.
Well, so interesting that you and I are sitting in this spot, which I think will make sense in a moment. I'm going to, in the same way that you kind of doubled up on the pork, I'm going to double up on the steak and say either a filet or like a... like a marinated like skirt steak, like with a lot of cumin and
there,
like, you know, so like I'm going to go steak there, but kind of like hedge my bet of a, and you know, 2A and 2B with like a nice salty, like medium rare filet, or then like a charred, like a skirt steak hanger.
Kind this of. Is exciting so because you know what that does? That makes us wonder what might be his number one.
I know.
You know?
I thought steak would be number
for
one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because it is on mine. Sure. Now, number two, I'm going to go with brisket burnt ends.
Oh,
number
so,
two.
So good.
I absolutely love them.
So good.
And, you know, I grew up in the Kansas City barbecue sort of, you know, the style.
I am so hungry right now.
And so I'm going number two.
I'm actually taking a bite of my Thai food, so go ahead.
Yeah, so that, ironically, he's eating Thai food.
Thai food. Burnt ends are so good.
Yeah,
they're
gonna go burn
so criminally underrated.
Yeah, they really are.
I like where you went with that.
So I'm going that number two. Okay, we're up to number one, guys. Yeah. This is important. Yeah. Our top three meats. Souk?
All right, this isn't anything like groundbreaking. I mean, I think this for a lot of people. Dude, it's above everything else. I love the pig. I love duck. I love lamb. There's so many good things, but you can't beat cow. You just can't. Mm. Cow is number one. It's always number one. And if I have to be specific with cow, it is simple. It is a well-marbled bone-in ribeye with a nice crispy crust. I want you to sear the living hell. I want the edge of that thing to be black. And then maybe a nice Cajun seasoning to it. And then right in the middle there, you go with a perfect medium. Oh, it doesn't get any better than that. I could eat. And then you need the bone in though, because then it may just be fat and caveman of me, but there is just something great when you're done. If you don't, I don't care what restaurant, how nice it is. I'm picking up that bone and I'm gnawing on it. We're taking a lap around that bone when we're finished. I'm just grabbing that thing like a young toddler grabs like a Crayola crown, and I'm just mowing on it. It just doesn't get any better.
I'm gonna Anybody go. Else a little bit bothered by how intricate he was getting with with the end? I was like, oh my God, when's he going to stop?
No, because I'm passionate. I'm passionate. Like if we're getting like a steak to split, you know, sometimes you do like, you know, you do a meal for two or whatever. I'll just tell you right now, don't you dare touch that bone. You'll pull back a bloody stump. That bone's mine.
No, I have to go steak.
Yeah.
Number one. But I think it is a little controversial that I'm going to choose. It is not the best steak. It's never thought of as the what would be the word? Like
the prime, most, like whatever.
Well, the most
flavorful
steak. Maybe that would probably be the ribeye, right?
Yeah.
I'm going with the New York strip.
Well, they do call it the king of steaks.
Dude, I love a good New York strip. And if you oftentimes, being from Kansas, I'm a little snobby in a sense that you just don't put anything on your steak. It's just meat.
Yeah.
Cut the meat, eat the meat. But when you get the the blue cheese crumble.
Yeah. Maybe a garlic butter or something.
Garlic butter top with a strip. I'm a sucker.
Well, I thought when you said that, when I was terrified that you were gonna like get it like a filet, and I was like, oh my god,
the filet's good, but
dude, take your panties off and put on some big boy pants and get some flavor.
You know, Joey just said filet.
Yeah, but like when you get like a filet mignon, there's no fat on that. There's no that's
the
all.
The filets are good.
Yeah,
I'm going strip. Okay, what's
you salt and you sear it in the butter? Like that's the
that's right. What's number one on Joey's list?
There is no. If it is on the menu at any restaurant, it's an automatic order for me. Is a bone-in pork chop?
Ah,
wow!
Look at that.
That is my.
Yes.
That's my weakness right there. And you know what? A lot of places, because people will like shy away, because what happens is they overcook it.
Yeah.
Everybody's scared to undercook pork.
Yeah.
But if you can find a place that has like a bone-in pork chop, maybe they put a good brine on it, mm-hmm. or, you know, and then they do it just past medium rare, like a little we're cooking with gas. So that's my number one.
I love that. Cause a lot of times when I do go to steakhouses, I order the pork chop and people look at me like they're like, what? You're at a steakhouse. I'm like, yeah. And I'm getting the best thing on the menu. If you go to Ox,
Bingo.
Which is my buddy's favorite place, the best thing on that menu is their pork chop. They do a delightful bone-in pork chop there.
Agreed. Greg and Gabby, hold it down.
I would like to, since we're each doing a local dish,
yeah.
You did the Ox. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear Joey's. Might I offer the culotte from Laurelhurst Market? It is so good. It's so good. And they do a little, they kind of mix up what they put with it, like this puree type of thing. It's delicious. What about you? One dish in Portland, what is it?
Well, see, this is now we got issues, mm-hmm. because you mentioned Ox, and Ox was a huge support for our foundation, our chef off years ago. And then you mentioned Laurelhurst Market, and I played on the golf team with David Kreifels, and you know, so it's like if I'm in Portland, I can't. If I choose one, then it's like I've offended somebody else. Right?
Okay. Yeah. You're a man of the people. So, I get it.
I'm going to the Ghost Tree Grill at Bandon and getting the bone-in pork chop.
Yeah.
They have a good one out there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Get that next time I'm out
and
there.
Again, outside local, I went Portland, but I'm telling you, the MJ Steakhouse up at A&A, also a delightful bone-in pork chop.
You can't be doing honorable mentions here.
Well, we went so in we Portland, now we were out.
Now we got to go another round.
He went out of Portland.
All right. Well, that was probably the most important Joey Harrington interview we've ever done.
Of all time.
Thank you.
One, we established the truth.
Yep.
And two, we talked about... Actually, there was like a whole section in there where we didn't talk about swearing or meat. So it was kind of a... Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for
it was
your...
well-rounded.
We appreciate your courage.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
That
is J. Joseph Harrington, quarterback extraordinaire. We're back at the club next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.